down the Cuyahoga River, rolling into Cleveland to the lake. There's an oil bar swinging down the Cuyahoga River, rolling into Cleveland to the lake. Cleveland, city of light, city of magic. Cleveland, city of light, you're calling. Cleveland, even now I can remember. Cause the Cuyahoga River goes smoking through my dreams. Burn on, big river, burn on. Burn on, big river, burn on. Now the Lord can make you tumble, the Lord can make you turn, the Lord can make you overflow, the Lord can make you burn. Burn on, big river, burn on. Burn on, big river, burn on. Now the Lord can make you tumble, the Lord can make you turn, the Lord can make you overflow, the Lord can make you burn. Burn on, big river, burn on. Burn on, big river, burn on.
Good morning, gentlemen, and welcome to another season of Indians Baseball. I know it may not seem the same without Donald here, but I promise you, by the end of the season, we will have made history. Unfortunately, there are some in the press who feel that the ex-showgirl wife of Donald Phelps has no business being the owner of a Major League Baseball team. Spring training begins in 2 weeks. Here's a list of the players we'll be inviting to camp.
I never heard of half of these guys, and the ones I do know are
way past the prime.
Most of these guys never had a prime.
The facts are, we lost our two best players to free agency. We haven't won a pennant in over 35 years. We haven't placed higher than fourth in the last 15. Obviously, it's time for some changes.
This guy here is dead.
Cross him off, then.
Spring training starts on the first. How do you think the Indians will do this year?
It doesn't look too good.
These guys don't look too fucking good.
Cleveland Indians are home to an
extraordinary.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Charlie. Come in, have a seat.
Glad you called me in.
I'm, still unclear about a couple of things.
Really? Like what?
Well, if I'm the GM, who's going to be the manager?
I was thinking of Lou Brown.
Who's Lou Brown?
He's managed the Toledo Mudhens of the International League for the last 30 years. I think he'll fit right in with our team concept.
What exactly is our team concept?
That's what I wanted to talk to you about, Charlie. I want to put together a team that'll help us relocate to Miami.
What do you mean? Some of these guys are furniture movers?
I'm serious about this, Charlie. It's no secret I've never liked Cleveland much. Stadium's falling apart. We don't draw dick. The weather's lousy. Another couple of years of this, and I'm going to have to start feeding Cha-Cha real dog food.
Mrs. Phelps, you just can't up and move a team on a whim.
It's hardly a whim. Miami's offered to build us a new stadium. 62,000 capacity, 45 VIP boxes, And for me, a mansion in Boca Raton plus free membership in the Palm Beach Polo and Country Club. Now, no other franchise in baseball can match that deal.
The league will never let us leave Cleveland. We got a lease with the city.
The lease says we have the right to move if the attendance falls below 800,000 for the year, paragraph 40, line 17. If we play bad enough, we should be able to come in under that.
Hey, Sam, you want us to lose?
No, we've been losing. What I want is for us to finish dead last.
Hello, Jake. This is Charlie Donovan, the new GM of the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah.
We'd love for you to come to spring training for a shot at this year's club.
Is that you, Tolbert?
What?
This isn't very funny, you know. I'm hungover. My knees are killing me, and if you're going to pull this shit, at least you could have said you were from the Yankees. Entire world.
Oh, look. This is Charlie Donovan, the Cleveland Indians. How would you like to manage the Indians this year?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? This is a chance to manage in the big leagues.
Let me think it over, will you, Charlie? I got a guy on the other line about some white walls. I'll talk to you later.
Rick, we heard about your pitching out of Portland last year.
I'm not really with them anymore.
Well, we'd still like to take a look at you at our spring camp in Arizona, March the 1st.
Well, I'm not sure I can make it by then.
Jake Taylor.
He was an all-star at Boston, wasn't he?
Yeah, wound up in the Mexican League. Had some problems with his knees.
We had him 2 years ago.
We did.
4 years ago, then.
Who is that?
Must be Serrano. Defected from Cuba. Wanted religious freedom.
What's his religion?
Voodoo.
Thought you didn't have any high-priced talent.
Forgot about Dorn, because he's only high-priced. Picked him up as a free agent 3 years ago.
Still hits the ball pretty well, doesn't he?
Yeah. Just can't field it.
We'll shape him up.
Hey! I don't recognize this guy.
Say, hey! Billy Mays Hayes here. Play like Mays, but I run like Hayes. How you doing? How you doing? My man.
Lou Brown. Nice to meet you, Hayes. The parking lot is right out there.
Thanks. Oh, and don't you guys go anywhere. Plan to put on a hitting display.
I don't remember a Hayes on the list. Look at this fucking guy.
My kind of team, Charlie. It's my kind of team.
Mr. Dorn.
Harris, how you doing?
Hey, that weave is looking good.
Huh? It's better than that rug of yours.
Whoa, another freak show candidate. How'd you cut your hair, Rook?
Vegematic.
The earring's cute, too. Have you got the matching bracelet? That shit?
Watch yourself.
yourself, Rod.
Mr. Tough Guy.
Hi, Jake Taylor. So you got a name, or are you going to settle for Veghead?
Vaughn. Rick Vaughn.
Hi, Rick. Hey, forget about Dorn. He's always a little tough on the rookies. You get a lot worse from other clubs.
Say, hey, how you doing? Willie Mays Hayes here.
Jake Taylor here. Rick Vaughn.
What the hell league you been playing in?
California Penal.
Never heard of it. Well, how'd you end up playing there?
Stole a car.
Hey, big guy. You a golfer?
Hats. For bats.
Yeah? What's your handicap?
Keep bats warm. Glasses.
What? Whoa, amigo, you can't just...
You're welcome.
This is the guy that wasn't invited to camp.
Stick his ass out.
Cut already?
Who the hell is that?
Pay for him?
Sure.
Take good care of it. All right. Hey, Jake. How's the knees holding up?
Great. Never been better.
Mobility's good. No problem getting off the throw to second.
Oh, problema.
I need a catcher, Jake. Somebody who can lead this team on the field. I want the absolute truth here. Are you 100%?
Yeah, would I bullshit you about something like that?
You better. You want to make this team...
Second base!
Shit.
But you hit like shit. With your speed, you should hit the ball on the ground and be legging them out. Every time I see you hit one in the air, you owe me 20 push-ups.
No problem.
Vaughn, they tell us you're a pitcher. You're sure not much of a dresser. We wear caps and sleeves at this level, son. Understood? All right, let's see what you can do. Nice velocity.
Sounded like it. Jesus.
How much?
96.
Better teach this kid some control before he kills somebody. Come on, Dorn. Get in front of the damn ball. Don't give me this Olay bullshit.
Look, I took one of those in the eye last year. I'm not about to lose my sight.
Time deeply moved. Every time you play one off your hips, you owe me 40 sit-ups.
What?
This guy hits a ton. How come nobody else picked up on him?
Okay, Elliot's enough fastballs. Throw him some breaker balls.
Hey! Oh.
Lou, I want a word with you here.
Sure.
About those sit-ups you want me to do? I got it right here. My contract says I don't have to do any calisthenics. I don't feel unnecessary. So what do you think about that?
Do 100 push-ups.
How am I supposed to hit if I can't lift my arm?
Shit.
The way I played today, I wouldn't be surprised if they red-tagged me already.
What do you mean?
You get a red tag in your locker, means the manager wants to see you because you just died and went down to the minors. Hey, don't worry, kid. I ain't gonna tell anybody the first day.
What's that shit on your chest?
Crisco. Bardol. Vagisil. Any one of them will give you another 2 to 3 inches drop on your curveball. Of course, if the umps are watching me close, I just rub a little jalapeno inside my nose, get it running, and if I need to load the ball up a little, just wipe my nose.
You put snot on the ball?
I haven't got an arm like yours. I got to put anything on it I can find. Someday you will, too.
Jobu, ayúdame en este momento. Para que me des el poder para conquistar el cuerpo. Te daré mi devoción para siempre poderoso.
¿Qué pasa there, Pedro?
Bats. De así. I cannot hit curveball. Straight ball, I hit it very much. Curveball. Bats are afraid. I asked Jobu to come. Take fear from bats. I offered him cigar and rum. He will come.
You know, you might think about taking Jesus Christ as your savior instead of fooling around with all this stuff.
Shit, Harris.
Ah. Jesus. I like him very much. He no help with curveball.
You trying to say Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball?
Okay, Harris, let's not start a holy war here.
Wouldn't leave a rum sitting around out here with this group.
It's very bad to steal Jobu's rum. It's very bad.
C.C. Pedro.
Ball.
Final cutdown day, right?
Great, so.
I don't want to go in there.
Yeah, look, whatever happens, you just keep it to yourselves until you get out of clubhouse. You don't want to celebrate in front of guys who just died.
Yeah. But what if we're one of the deceased, huh?
Come on, Jake. It's only your life.
News for you, Mr. Brown. You haven't heard the last of me. You may think I'm shit now, but someday you're going to be sorry that you cut me. I'm going to catch you on somewhere else, and every time that I pitch against you, I'm going to stick it up your fucking ass!
Good. I like that kind of spirit in a player. The only problem is I didn't cut you.
What?
I think someone's been having some fun with you.
Mitchell Friedman?
Who are these fucking guys?
Two down. Bottom of the ninth.
Game is tied. Taylor calls his shot. There's the pitch.
It was out of here.
Are you gentlemen ready to board up?
Oh, we'll need a few minutes more, please.
I look like a banker in this.
Sorry, Rick. Those are the house rules. So, what are we going to have?
What language is this?
French.
They got chili dogs over there?
Forget it. I'll order. Let's have a toast. Here's the baseball. And to the start of two great careers. And for me, just one more good year in the sun.
What is it? A chick?
It's my wife.
Does she know that?
I mean, she would have been if I hadn't messed it up. Who's that guy she's with?
I don't know. He's not wearing a name tag.
You want me to drag him out of here? Get the shit out of him?
Excuse me. Miss Westland, there's a telephone call for you at the desk.
Oh, okay, thank you. That's strange. I'll be right back. Hello?
Hello, Lynn. It's Jake.
Jake? Jake Taylor?
Uh-huh.
How'd you know I was here?
Just a hunch. I took you there when you got your master's degree, remember? I figured you're wearing that black dress with a red sash.
How'd you know that? I didn't even have this dress on.
Still a stunner.
Thanks. What are you doing here? Aren't you supposed to be in Mexico somewhere?
Well, I'm playing with the Indians again. Back in the bigs.
Well, that's great. That's great, Jimmy. I'm happy for you.
Lynn, I don't think he's going to buy the phone bit now.
I got to get back.
Wait a minute. I need your number. I tried calling you at home, but you're not listed.
My life is different from when you knew me, Jake.
Meaning what? I don't know you anymore?
Couldn't we talk about this some other time? I really got to get back.
Okay, just give me the number.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Why? Because this guy you're with, what is he, an accountant?
Attorney.
What worse?
Please, he's watching us.
I'm not leaving till you give me your number.
All right. It's 555-1934.
Thank you. Lynn, I'm back. I'm gonna be around.
Relax, kid. We got 162 of these games to go.
All right, everybody. We got 10 minutes to game time. Let's all gather around. I'm not much for giving inspirational addresses. I'd just like to point out that every newspaper in the country has picked us to finish last. The local press seems to think we'd save everyone a lot of time and trouble if we just went out and shot ourselves. me, I'm for wasting sports writers' time. So I'd like to hang around and see if we can give them all a nice big shitburger to eat.
Shitburgers?
Yep.
Hey, Lou. Aren't we going to have a prayer? I mean, we're not all savages like Serrano over there.
Chingate, cabrón.
You guys go ahead.
Oh, well, okay. Let's all bow our heads.
Excuse me, I'll be in my office.
Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly pray that you would guide... Jesus Christ, Serrano.
Have to wake up that.
Okay, shit, can we try this again? Dear God, we humbly pray that you will guide and protect us as we gird up our loins to take the field of battle. Lead us always to victory in the name of Jesus.
Hello again, everybody. Harry Doyle here, welcoming all you friends of the feather to another season of Indians baseball. A lot of new faces in Chief Wahoo's tribe this year as they take on the defending American League champs, the New York Yankees. And hopefully we'll have some of the names that go with those faces before their first at-bat. Anyway, listen to the roar of the crowd as the Indians take the field. Yes, sir, they love this club here in Cleveland. Just a reminder, fans, about Die Hard Night coming up here at the stadium. Free admission to anyone who was actually alive the last time the Indians won a pennant.
Here's to the thrill of defeat, Charlie.
Kellner delivers. Here's a swing and a high fly ball to center field. Hayes under it. Hey, makes a basket catch, Willie Mays style. And the side is retired.
Woo-hoo. All right, look out there. Hey, nice catch, Hayes. Don't ever fucking do it again. All right, let's go. Let's get it going.
Bottom of the first, and Willie Mays Hayes to lead it off for the Wigwammers.
Really?
A lot of people say you can tell how the season's going to go by the first hitter of the year. Brewster into the wind and comes to the plate. Oops. Hey, here's a hot shot toward the hole. Rudy knocks it down, fires to first. Late Hayes beat it. Hey, give Rudy a credit for sacrificing his body on that racket. That guy's got a family to think about. So Hayes becomes the first Indian in 15 years to lead off the season with a hit.
I really knocked the crap out of that one.
Well, I plan to get at least a double out of this. I bought 100 of these. One for every base I'm going to steal.
Well, maybe things will turn around a little for the Indians this year.
Number seven, catcher, Jake Taylor.
Excuse me. Got to take my first step toward the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know where Hayes played last year, but I'm sure he did a hell of a job. Brewster ready from the stretch. Hayes with a good lead.
Look real sharp. It's hard to steal second base with your shoe untied.
Quick move to first. He got him. Hayes is picked off. Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
Nice going. Don't bounce the damn ball. Nice throw, dickhead.
Top of the sixth, and rookie sensation Ricky Vaughn on the pitch now. You can close the book on Kellner.
Thank God.
Relax, Ricky. We're only four runs down. We're still in this game.
You take it to him?
Oh, all right.
Look, man, guy gets a second, first sign indicator.
Vaughn, a juvenile delinquent in the offseason in his major league debut.
I'm going to light your ass up, meat.
Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed. Ball four. Ball eight. Low, and Vaughn has walked the bases loaded on 12 straight pitches. Boy, how can these guys lay off pitches that close?
Wild thing!
You make my heart sing. You walk everything.
Taylor, what are you doing back up here?
Couldn't cut it the Mexican League.
That's your wife and my kids.
Vaughn in deep trouble here with Clue Haywood, last year's American League home run champ at the plate. Vaughn kicks, fires. Here is a swing and a drive toward left field and deep. Oh, boy.
No way. Too high.
It is gone off the reservation. A grand slam home run for Haywood.
If I can strike anyway.
What do you think? Too high? What does that mean, too high?
Too high.
So Vaughn is off to a rocky start as Haywood clears the bases with one swing.
That's too high. Too hard, right?
First, it was really high.
Who gives a shit? It's gone.
Can we go get him?
Nah. See how he reacts.
Well, Brown apparently is going to stay with Vaughn here as the Indians trail now 8-0. Coleman steps in, a 281 lifetime hitter. Taylor with a sign, Vaughn into his motion and the pitch. Uh-oh.
Interesting.
About time. It's 8-0.
You're gone. What? You heard me. You're gone.
He's right on top of the plate.
Get him out of here. He's horseshit.
I think you can go get him now.
The ball slipped out of my hand.
It was an accident.
You threw at him intentionally.
Oh, kiss my ass.
You're gone.
You're full of shit.
Fuck you. Get out of here, rookie.
Hey, what are you blowing me up?
You're gone.
All right, Coleman, take it easy. Accidents will happen. You show a lot of heart shaking it off like this.
Fuck you, Taylor.
Love him. Hurt him for himself.
Don't even think about it, Coleman.
They succeeded at getting the offense that they were trying to establish.
Way too high.
So a tough start for the Erie Warriors as they drop a heartbreaker to the Yankees, 9-0. Post-game show is brought to you by... Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.
Hello, Cuyahoga Sheet Metal.
Yeah, you wouldn't happen to have someone working there named Lynn Westland, would you?
Nobody here by that name.
Didn't think so.
I was wondering why you give an old friend a bum phone number.
Let's talk in my office, okay?
I don't want to talk in your office.
I told you, I don't think it's a good idea that we see each other.
Why not?
Because we don't have anything in common. Sometimes I wonder if we ever did.
What are you talking about? We were both athletes, world class, hot for each other. What more could we have in common?
I stopped being an athlete 3 years ago, Jake. Books are my life now. Don't you dare laugh. In 2 years, I put together one of the best special collection departments in the country.
What is this? You're still sore I never read Moby Dick?
You never read anything I asked you to.
All right, I'll check it out now. Oh, is this the whale section? I'll bet what's-his-name at the restaurant
Tom.
Read it.
His name's Tommy. Keep your voice down.
What do you see in this guy?
Well, he's stable, intelligent, and I never found him in bed with a stewardess.
That's because no stewardess would have... Hey, wouldn't you rather be with someone who's in demand?
Oh, God, you know, Jake, it's just like always. You don't take anything seriously. Everything's a joke to you.
Come on, man. For Christ's sake, I'm just trying to loosen things up. I'm getting frostbite here.
Tom and I are getting married in the fall.
Oh, God, man, that's crazy. I had plans for us.
Plans?
Yeah.
How can you say stuff like that? I haven't seen you in 3 years. You never even wrote me a letter.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but I wasn't exactly proud of my situation. Come on, you never thought about me at all while I was gone?
Yeah, Jake, not so well.
What about the 3 nights we spent on the beach in Veracruz? You ever have nights like that with Mr. Briefcase?
What about the nights you had in Detroit with Miss Fuel Injection?
Well, what was I supposed to do? She got me $50. She had a better body than you, and I had to defend her
honor. What a bunch of bullshit. I have a much better body than she does.
She's right.
You haven't changed at all, have you?
I'm afraid I have. I wouldn't be here. Come on, Lynn. Don't make me do time for things that happened years ago.
Jake, I'm sorry. You'll just always be the little boy who wouldn't grow up.
Lynn.
1/4 of the season's gone. We're 15-24. 7 games out of first. That's bad. It's not bad enough. Plus, This team is showing signs of improvement. I didn't think we'd win 15 games all year. Any ideas?
On how we can get worse? How about a series of fines for good play? Maybe a $30,000 bonus for the guy voted least valuable player.
Maybe the problem is we're coddling these guys too much. Yeah.
What's with this? You never leave them down here.
And the jetway isn't working.
And this is good. This is real good. 757 to Milwaukee?
No, that's not your plane. Yours is this one rolling in.
Sure, now you come around. He's not fooling.
So the Sons of Geronimo, still suffering from propeller lag, are nipped by the Brewers tonight, 7-0. The only excitement for the Tribe provided by Rick Vaughn, who set an American League record by throwing 4 wild pitches in 1 inning. Hey, congratulations, Rick.
Excuse me, Mr. Vaughn. Can I have your autograph?
Yeah, sure.
Hey. Our first autograph. Couldn't give these away a couple of weeks ago. I saw your record on the news. You made their hall of shame. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Nice hair.
Well, you're a celebrity now, Vaughn.
I gotta do something good to be a celebrity.
Not if you do it colorfully.
Call the stewardess, Vaughn. I need one of those bags.
There aren't any stewardesses.
I wonder if there are any pilots.
So the Tribe drops its third straight on this trip, 6-1 to the Rangers. For the Indians, one run on, let's say, one hit. That's all we got. One goddamn hit.
You can't say goddamn on the air.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
Yeah, Morton, where does Tom take out? Right when he's 34.
What? Moby Dick. What you reading that for?
This happens to be a masterpiece of American literature, that's why.
Didn't turn you on to that?
Yeah, long time ago.
Mm. Well, look, if we ever get out of here, me and the guys, we're going to go to a club later on tonight. You want to come along?
I got some reading to do.
What, you got a test or something? Hey, Jake, man, why don't you just go over there and see her? I mean, maybe she'll let you slide on a couple of these.
Well, I would if I knew where she lived.
That's easy. Just tail her home from the library.
What do you mean, sit in the car and wait for her to come out? That's kind of juvenile, don't you think?
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, Mr. Taylor, right?
I remember you from the restaurant. Lynn's told me a lot about you. Why don't you come in for a while?
No, I really ought to be running along.
Yeah, he's got to.
Yeah.
Really. Come on in for a drink.
Well. Excuse me, everybody. This is Jake Taylor. Jake, Arthur and Claire Holloway.
How do you do?
Hi. Brent and Janice Bowden.
How do you do?
Hi. Jake is a professional baseball player.
Really?
Oh. Jake, what brings you here this evening?
Well, I wanted to discuss a couple of books with Lynn, and I thought this was her place.
Well, it soon will be. Hmm?
Yeah. I heard you were engaged. Congratulations.
Oh. Thank you. What can I get you to drink?
Beer will be fine.
Great. Have a seat. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Sir.
Well, what team do you play for, Jake?
The Indians.
Here in Cleveland?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know they still had a team.
Yeah, we got uniforms and everything. It's really great.
Well, they're in last right now, but hopefully moving up. Hey, Jake.
Hey.
I've heard baseball players make very good salaries these days.
Well, that depends on how good they are, I guess.
How good are you?
I make the league minimum.
He was one of the best in baseball before he had problems with his knees.
Well, Jake, what are you going to do when your career's over? I mean, you can't play baseball forever, can you?
Ah, something will come up. Will it? Well, I thought I'd go to Hawaii, have a couple of kids grow up to be Olympic champions.
Oh, really? In what event?
Swimming. The 200-meter individual medley. I figure it ought to be real big by then.
You got the girl picked out?
I did, but I wasn't smart enough to hold on to her.
You used to be an athlete, didn't you, Lynn?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you do?
200-meter individual medley.
Alternate on the 80 Olympic team.
Oh, really?
Well. Well, I better get going.
No, let me walk you out.
Nice meeting all of you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the beer.
Don't mention it.
I'll let you know if I land the job. I know you're very concerned.
Yeah, well, I just wanted Lynn to know what she would have had ahead of her.
Uh-huh.
Stay away from her.
Suck my dick.
Pepper says you wanted to see me.
Yeah, Rick. Come on in. Have a seat. Rick, I'm not going to beat around the bush here. You've got a great arm. It's one of the best I've ever seen. But your control hasn't come around like we'd hoped it would. Now, a lot of pitchers started off wild, and after they worked it out in the minors for a while, they went on to great careers. Take Ryan there.
What about him?
Never mind, Ryan. Read these letters for me. You can't read them, can you?
Well, man, they look nice. I had a pair just like them.
Well, after the game, I'm going to pick out a pair that's more me.
Good luck.
They look good. Besides, seeing's the most important thing, son.
I don't think it's that important.
Fuck. All right, let's hit the field.
A man on first and the Indians clinging to a one-run lead. Ricky Vaughn, the kid they call Wild Thing, one out away from his first Major League victory.
Vaughn's been looking good out there today.
Don't worry, he'll blow it.
Vaughn's showing some signs of fatigue out there. He seems to have lost some zip on his fastball. Slow curve. Here's a swing and a bouncing ball. Doran has a chance to make the play. He can't get it. Clark digging around second. He'll make it to third easily. And the A's have runners at the corners. Doran didn't get much of a jump on that ball, Monty. Well, let's give him credit. At least he didn't spike himself.
I'm going to get him out of there, Lou.
He's come this far. Let's see if he can finish it.
Come on, we need some defense here.
Johnny, maybe we got to do one of those waves.
So Vaughn in a little trouble here. But I'll tell you, these Cleveland fans are great. Listen to them get behind Vaughn.
Hey, way to go, Rick.
All of Ohio loves you. Come on, baby. Come on, Ricky. Come on, Ricky.
Okay, Ricky, there's two out, so forget about the runners. Get this guy at the plate. Come on, Rick, get tough.
This guy's a first ball hitter. You got to come up with something nasty.
Fucking Doran. This game should be over by now. He could have had that ball. He tanked it on purpose.
This isn't the California Penal League, Vaughn. We're professionals here. We don't tank plays for personal reasons, so cut the crybaby shit. Now, you pitched a hell of a game. You want to finish it, don't you?
Yeah.
All right. You think you can throw a strike on this pitch?
There's not going to be much on it. My arm feels like jello right now.
Just get it over the plate. I want him to swing.
Last time I did that, the guy hit one that hasn't landed yet.
Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it.
27. Right fielder, Mike.
Hi, Rexman.
Rexman.
Hell of a situation we got here. Two on, two out. You guys trailing by one in the ninth. You got a chance to be a hero on national television if you don't blow it. By the way, I saw your wife at the Free Lounge last night. Hell of a dancer. You must be very, very proud. That guy she was with, I mean, I'm sure he's a close personal friend and all, but tell me, what was he doing wearing her panties on his head?
Swung on and popped up.
Uh-oh, Rexy, I don't think this one's got the distance.
Taylor under it. He's got it, and this ball game is over as the Indians hold out for a 3-2 victory.
Starting to come together, Pepper. Starting to come together.
Yeah.
Knock it off, Charlie. Oh, hi, Jay. Come on in.
Hi, Suzanne.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. I was just wondering if I might have a quick word with Roger.
Well, sure. He's in the solarium. I'll get some coffee.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, Roger. Nice place.
Yeah, we're still working on it, trying to figure if we want to take this from Oriental or Santa Fe.
Listen, Rog, I had to talk to you about something, and I didn't want to do it in front of the rest of the team.
Tasha, what is it? Yeah, have a seat. You want a beer?
Oh, no, thank you.
You have financial problems? I could put you onto a great investment guy.
No, I don't have much of a portfolio right now. But, you know, what I was concerned about was why you didn't come up with that grounder that Reichert hit in the ninth.
It was out of my reach. What do you want me to do, die for it?
Rog, could have meant the game.
Oh, come on. Cut the rah-rah shit, Taylor. Year after this, I go free agent. Plus, my agent and I got a couple of plans for life after baseball. So I'm not about to risk major injury or to face this property for a collection of stiffs.
You know, Dorn, I liked you so much better when you were just a ball player. You were really great once. If you want to be an interior decorator now, that's none of my business. But some of us still need this team. Now, you listen to me. This is my last shot at a winner. And for the younger guys, it could be their only shot. I don't know what happened to you. But if you ever, ever tank another play like you did today, I'm going to cut your nuts off and stuff them down your fucking throat.
Coffee, anybody?
Hello again, all you Wahoo maniacs. This is Harry Doyle welcoming you to another edition of Teepee Talk. Hey, in case you haven't noticed, and judging by the attendance, you haven't, the Indians have managed to win a few here and there and are threatening to climb out of the cellar.
Wild Thing, you make my heart sing.
You know, they could be a lot worse.
You know, these guys ain't so fucking bad.
Hey. Oh, boy. This old body can use the soap.
Yeah, well, forget it, because it ain't working again.
Damn it. I thought they were going to replace this thing.
Hey! No hot water in here!
I've had it with this nickel and dime stuff. I'm going to get that bitch on the phone.
You wanted to talk to the bitch?
Yeah.
Don't you think you ought to cover yourself with a towel first, Mr. Brown?
We're out of towel. And I'm too old to go diving into lockers.
I can take it if you can.
What happened to the new whirlpool we were supposed to get?
Revenue problems have forced us to cut back on equipment. Ooh. Cups still work, though. We'll simply have to fix the old whirlpool.
You fixed it six times already. Now there's no hot water in the shower.
Pipes in this building are old and rusted. We're replacing them, but it's a long, expensive process.
My players healthy with cold water and no therapy equipment.
Your players will just have to get a little tougher. What are they? A bunch of pansies.
Over 162 games, even tough guys get sprained. Sore arm, muscle pull.
It's only temporary. Besides, these guys weren't playing that good when the equipment was working. If I could get anybody to come out and watch this team, none of this would be necessary. You ought to be grateful I can still afford to pay your salary.
Harris winds and delivers. Vaseline ball swung on and grounded to short. An easy play for Molina up with it, throws to first, and this ball game is over as the Indians beat the Tigers 5-4. Harris struggled but picked up his ninth win of the season.
I need a car quick, and mine's on the other side of the stadium.
Take the bullpen car.
Yeah.
Woke up one day, what did I find? Holes in my pockets, memories on my mind. So many things I lost on the way, but most of all you, pennies and dreams, carelessly spent pieces of time, and who knows where they went. Is there a chance to pick up the pieces and try for it all again? Sometimes you're just so busy running, running round in circles, you never see you're going nowhere. Sometimes you get so tired chasing, chasing after rainbows, you look around your life and find no one's there.
Whose place are we at this time?
Mine. Did you follow me again?
I spotted you in the stands. Figured you wanted to see me about something.
I just wanted to see you play.
How was it?
You ought to open your stands a little. They're pitching you inside.
I'll try that. What's all this?
I'm moving in with Tom.
Going uptown, huh?
No. Not going uptown. Just want to lead a regular life, you know, like an adult, maybe.
You think I can't lead a regular life?
Oh, Jake. You like the life you've had. You like hanging out with the boys, living in hotels, having girls send you their underwear in the mail. Remember the surprise party I threw for you on your birthday? You never showed up, but the doorbell rang once, and we all got real quiet and hid behind the furniture. It was a guy to serve you with a paternity suit.
That was a hoax. The girl was looking for some publicity.
Yeah, but you'd obviously been with her. And it happened in front of all of our friends.
Those days are gone, Lynn. Just the guy trying to put his life back together.
I've come back to you so many times, Jake. I can't afford to believe you anymore.
Well, I guess it's our last hurrah, then.
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, do you ever read Moby Dick?
Cover to cover, babe. When's the wedding?
October 3rd.
You folks like this guy?
You're still their favorite.
It's going to be a big wedding?
No, Tom doesn't like big weddings. No, you could have read the flat outlines of 101 great novels.
Where?
At any library.
No. Where's the wedding?
Oh, All Saints on Euclid.
Nice church.
Yeah. Who saved Ishmael at the end?
Huh? Nobody. It was Queequeg's coffin.
Yeah.
Am I invited?
Where?
To the wedding.
Yeah.
Lynn.
Where?
See if I find your skirt stuck.
I'll use your imagination. You know, this doesn't change anything. We were always good at this.
We're 60 and 60. 9 games out of first. Who do these guys think they are?
Maybe you just have to accept the fact they're not as bad as you hope.
I don't have to accept anything. Attendance is only just beginning to rise. We can force a losing streak. We can still turn this thing around.
What's left to do? You've taken away everything you can.
Not everything.
Hey, Ricky. I'll trade you Song of Hiawatha for the Deer Slayer.
Nah, I'm not into Song of Hiawatha.
Hey, Jay. I think I got one here that's right up your alley. Crime and Punishment.
You got a detective's card?
Yeah.
Wild Thing Vaughn roughed up in his only other appearance against the Yankees. In a little jam here, he fanned Burton to open the inning. Walked Saslow, gave up a double to Billy Left, which will bring up Haywood, who leads the league in most offensive categories, including nose air. When this guy sneezes, he looks like a party favor.
Taylor, they ain't released you yet.
Haywood's a convicted felon, isn't he, Monty?
Doesn't really say it here.
Well, he should be. Vaughn among the league leaders in strikeouts now, up on the rubber and ready to work. And from the windup, here he comes. Haywood swings and crushes one towards South America. Tomlinson's going to need a visa to catch this one. It is out of here, and there's nothing left but a vapor trail. Vaughn continues to have problems with Haywood and the Yankees. Oh, boy.
Hi, Lou.
Donovan, what are you doing here?
Well, I just wanted to get back out in the road again. You know, you had a hell of a road trip. You nearly pulled that one out today.
Someday we'll figure out how to beat those guys.
You know, you've done a great job this year.
60 and 61 is hardly a great job.
With this club, it is.
You know, there's a lot of talent on this club, Charlie. The veterans are starting to play back to form, and the rookies are developing faster than I thought. There's two or three potential all-stars in there. I think we're a contender right now.
You really believe that, don't you?
I know it. All we need is something to bring it all together.
Rachel Phelps will never allow that to happen.
Can I have your attention, please? I have something I think you all ought to know about. It seems that Mrs. Phelps doesn't think too highly of our worth. She put this team together because she thought we'd be bad enough to finish dead last, knocking attendance down to the point where she could move the team to Miami and get rid of all of us for better personnel.
Even me?
Even you, Dorn.
What if we don't finish last?
She'll replace you with somebody who will. After this season, you'll be sent back to the minors or given your outright release.
Well, then I guess there's only one thing left to do.
What's that?
Win the whole fucking thing. Yeah.
Yes! I figure it's going to take 32 more victories to win this thing. Every time we win, we peel a section.
Since we haven't won a pennant in over 30 years, nobody recognizes us.
Not even in our own hometown.
That's why we carry the American Express card.
No matter how far out of first we are, it's cool. You know, it keeps us from getting shut out at our favorite hotels and restaurant-type places.
So you're looking for some big league club. Apply for that little green home run heater.
Look what it's done for us. People still don't recognize us, but...
we're contenders now.
The American Express card.
Don't steal home without it.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, the incredible has happened.
Even though it comes as no surprise to this commentator, the Indians
have finished the regular season in a first-place tie with the New York Yankees on the strength of a 4-2 win over the White Sox in Chicago today.
Not bad for a has-been and a couple of never-will-be's, huh?
Yeah. We haven't won anything yet.
Still got one game to go.
The Indians are still savoring their victory today in Chicago, but are due to leave in a few hours. We're going to go back now to Ross Farmer, who's standing by with the team at their hotel.
Thank you, Hal. Well, as you can see, the Indians are in high spirits tonight, looking forward to their final showdown with the Yankees. Who will start that game is still a matter of some conjecture, but the smart money is on the crafty veteran, Eddie Harris, or the young fireballer, wild thing, Ricky Vaughn. Meanwhile, the Yanks have announced that they will start 20-game winner Steve Jackson, a curveball specialist who is shut.
You wanted to see me, Skip?
Yeah, Rick. Have a seat. I just wanted to tell you that I'm starting Harris against the Yankees tomorrow, even though I know it's your turn in the rotation. He's got a little more experience, a bit better record against the Yankees.
Yeah, I guess what's best for the team.
But don't read anything into it, Rick. You're one of the guys that got us here.
Hello again, everybody. Harry Doyle coming to you live from the stadium where the Indians have just returned home in preparation for their one-game playoff with the New York Yankees for the Eastern Division Championship. We'll have interviews on Indians powwow at 8 o'clock. But in the meantime, get your tomahawks ready, Cleveland.
You mind if I join you?
I don't think I'd be very good company right now.
Why not?
Nothing. Job. I'm a ball player.
I know. But that's not why I came over here. I don't chase ball players.
Why don't you come over here then?
Because you are the sexiest man I have ever laid eyes on. And you look like you could use a friend.
Check. Where are you going?
I've got to get home.
I don't think I ever got your name.
Suzanne. Suzanne Dorn.
Suzanne Dorn?
Mrs. Roger Dorn. So long. You're a great kid.
You spend the night.
Hi, Jake.
That's just a plan.
I didn't know who she was. I swear to God.
George is not on off the chest, but he's up with it, and it's over. Bye-bye, honey.
See you at the park. Wish me luck.
Before you go, there's something I'd like to tell you.
What?
I don't know what Dorn's wife is up to, but I take it best if you get dressed out early and out to the bullpen before Dorn hits the clubhouse, okay?
Hey, we got a big problem. Serrano wants some extra power for tonight. He's looking to sacrifice a live chicken. Hey, Jake, man, we can't have people puking in the locker room before the game.
God, what next? All right, tell him not to worry. I'll think of something. Come on.
Jake! Where's Vaughn? Seen him around? You do, tell him I'd like to have a little talk.
Thanks, Pepper.
Yeah. One whole chicken, just like you said.
From Municipal Stadium, where tonight, before a capacity crowd of 75,000 screaming featherheads, the Fighting Braves of the Cuyahoga will leave their teepees in search of Cleveland's first league championship in over 30 years. Standing in the way, their longtime nemesis, the New York Yankees. Trying to put the stop on the Yanks will be Eddie Harris, the Tribe's veteran right-hander. Bonnie, anything to add? He's not the best color man in the league for nothing, folks. All right, we're set to go. Inning and Harris looking very sharp so far. The sign from Taylor. The target goes up in the pitch. Here's a foul to the third. Easy play for Dorn. Fires across the mid gap and the Yankees are going to first. Bottom of the third. Serrano swings and misses strike three. Springer leads away from first. Harris comes to the plate. Taylor snaps through the first. Got him. Springer is picked off. Jackson deals. Hayes pops it up, and that'll do it for the Indians in the fourth. Harris delivers. KY ball hit toward the hole. Hey, great shot by Dorn. Throws in time, and he got him. A curveball, and down goes Serrano again. Williams swings and drives one deep. Back goes Hayes. Way back to the wall. Jumps and makes a great catch. Oh, what a play. The Yankees are turned away in the sixth. Still nothing, nothing. Top of the seventh with two out. Harris has been in trouble, but has battled his way out with the help of some great defensive plays. All right, here's Burton coming on. Harris from the stretch is ready, and here he comes to Burton. He swings and drives one to right field. Uh-oh, this one is way back. Way back. It is off the reservation, a home run, and the Yankees now lead 2-0.
That ought to shut these people up.
Well, the Indians have been living dangerously all night, and Burton finally burned them. One down, bottom of the seventh. Tanner hits a ground ball to short. Donello up with it on to first in time, and Tanner is hobbling a little as he goes back to the dugout.
How about it? Number
four. Go on here.
Third baseman. Roger. Dorn.
Dorn up. Two men out, bottom of the seventh. The Indians running out of chances. Dorn off to a slow start this year, has come on lately, hitting .271 with 86 RBIs. Here's the windup and the pitch to him, and he swings and drives a base hit to left field. And the Indians have a runner here with two and out on a shot single to left by Dorn. All right. That'll bring up Serrano, the big man, with two away, and he represents the tying run.
How about it? Number 13, Pedro Serrano.
Serrano hitless tonight. As a matter of fact, he hasn't touched the ball yet. Serrano ready now. Here's the pitch. Swings and misses.
You should have gotten the live chicken.
Serrano digging in, down a strike. Jackson gets his sign and comes set. Checks Dorn at first. Here's the pitch, a curveball, swung on and missed. Strike two, and Serrano wasn't even close to that one.
Pissed off, Knuckles. Look, I go to you. I stick up for you. You know, help me now. Fuck you, Jobu. I do it myself.
And wants a new sign. Now he's got what he likes. Here's the pitch to Serrano. He swings and drives into deep left. Way back! Way back! This ball is gone! Yeah! Top of the ninth, still tied at two. Harris working on a seven-hitter. Here's the pitch. Sazlo hits a long drive. This one's going to get over. Serrano's heading off the wall. Serrano up with it, fires it back in. Mark stinging for third. Sazlo in the second with a standing double. And the Yankees have runners at second and third as Harris is now beginning to show signs of fatigue.
Shit.
Get Vaughn up.
activity continues in the bullpen, Harris is in real trouble now. He got the first two hitters, then gave up a single and a double, and has now gone 3-0 to Cheevers. Harris sets, checks the runners, comes to the plate. High ball four, and the bases are loaded, and that's going to bring up Clue Haywood, the biggest Indian killer of them all. Taylor and Brown on their way to the mound, and this could be all for Harris. He has pitched a beauty.
How's the hole, Daddy? Look a little tired.
I'm throwing every piece of junk I can think of at him, Skipper. I got enough left for one more hitter.
Nah, you pitched a hell of a game, man. Take a seat. We'll see if we can get this guy out for you.
Good game, Eddie.
Give me Vaughn.
Come on, Vaughn?
I know he hadn't done very well against this guy, but I got a hunch he's due.
Good job.
I hate this fucking song.
Out you've been waiting your whole life for.
So a surprise move by Brown here, bringing in the Wild Thing, who's been shelled in two outings against the Yankees.
Oh, shit. Cut through the crap, Vaughn. I only got one thing to say to you. Strike this motherfucker out.
Okay, the conference on the mound is over and we are ready to go.
Okay. That's it. First baseman, Clue Haywood.
Haywood steps in, the American League's Triple Crown winner, 341 average, 48 homers, 121 RBIs. He's homered the only two times he's faced Vaughn.
All right, Richie, let's get nasty.
Haywood set at the plate. Vaughn from the windup.
Chucker was moving, wasn't it? If it hit you, leave a 2-foot hole coming out.
Okay, what should we call now?
Let's see what the kid feels about the old number one.
Wild Thing delivered.
Forget about the curveball, Ricky. Give him a heater.
Well, shit. All these pitches to choose from. Maybe we ought to try something different this time.
Ah! the Yankees are blown down. No runs, two hits, three left on. And are you ready, Cleveland? We go to the Indian ninth, still tied at two. Can you believe this, Bonnie? One down in the ninth. Jackson delivers. Tomlinson swings and drives one deep to right field. Back goes Warburg and makes the catch against the wall. Tomlinson gave it a ride but came up short. That's going to bring a visit to the mound. And Horton wasting no time. He's going to the Duke. The Duke leads the league in saves, strikeouts per inning, and hit batsman. This guy threw at his own kid in a father-son game.
How about it? Number 00, center fielder, Willie Mays Hayes.
Two down now as Hayes steps in, hitting 291, trying to get something going for the Tribe. The Duke, who's been overpowering down the stretch, has not been scored upon in his last 16 appearances. The Duke ready now and delivers. Here's a high chopper toward short. Dinello charges. Can he get him? No! Hayes beat it!
Somewhere meet
about 9 feet.
Number seven. Jake Taylor.
Taylor to the plate. He's 0-for-12 against the Duke lifetime. The Duke has his sign and is ready. Hayes with a good lead. A quick move by the Duke, and Hayes just beat it back. Hey! Hayes leads away again. Tie game, 2-2, two outs in the ninth, and the winning run at first. Hayes out to a big lead now. It's up to Taylor now as the Indians have the winning run in scoring position.
That's a hell of an idea.
Two! Taylor is pointing to the bleachers. He's calling his shot. Nobody's done this since Babe Ruth in the 32 World Series. Hayes leads from second as Duke takes his stretch. The pitch. Look out! Down goes Taylor.
Come on, hairball! Cut down the shit, man!
Bring that shit to me, man.
Taylor back up, refusing to dust himself off after Duke gave him a little chin music. Taylor's pointing again. Unbelievable. They're on their feet here, stomping, clapping. Come on, join in wherever you are out there. Let's hear you, Cleveland. the plate. The Duke at the belt. Hayes away from second. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Taylor bunts.
Yes. of time, everyone sees they may have missed the forest or the trees. How could I let the best things go by, and most of all you? Somehow you always knew there'd come a day I'd put my toys away. I was a fool traveling so far, only to find that home is where you are. You are way there, just let me stay there. I'll have it all, if most of all there's you.
Tracks of steel, I've been searching.